White House stays the course. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Americans are beginning to see a much more needed break in inflation, so that does matter.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, after a new report showing lower inflation than expected in October, President Biden says he'll oppose any effort to undo his agenda. For now, control of the House and Senate remain up in the air, with some midterm votes still being counted. Much of Central Florida is being pounded by a tropical storm that made landfall as a hurricane early today and has since turned deadly.
The storm called Nicole so far seems less impactful than Hurricane Ian, but hundreds of thousands in Central Florida, especially near the Space Coast, have lost power, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Winds have been the main concern with the cold, but we've also seen heavy rains that have resulted in 3 to 5 foot of storm surge in some areas. We've also seen potential flash flooding.
And in the Orlando area, the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office says two people were fatally electrocuted by downed power lines.
Fox's Evan Brown, some homes collapsing in the Daytona Beach area where Hurricane Ian swept away seawalls and other protections in September. The NFL's Washington Commanders are being sued by Washington, D.C. The district's attorney general, Carl Racine, announcing a civil consumer protection lawsuit accusing the team, its owner, Dan Snyder, and the league and the NFL commissioner of colluding to deceive district residents about allegations of workplace misconduct.
4 years, the team and its owner have caused very real and very serious harm and then lied about it to dodge accountability.
The NFL fining the Commanders $10 million last year for having a toxic workplace culture, but multiple investigations are ongoing. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones just ordered to pay another $473 million for spreading lies about a Connecticut school shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Iran may be a step closer to producing a nuclear bomb with more highly enriched uranium than ever, in the latest report from the UN's nuclear watchdog.
Over 130 pounds of uranium at nearly weapons-grade purity, the International Atomic Energy Agency says it can only estimate, since Iran is continuing to stop officials accessing nuclear sites. Experts have been warning Iran now has enough enriched uranium to fuel at least one nuclear bomb. The IAEA report says Iran's stockpile of all enriched uranium is thought to be lower, though. Efforts are ongoing to revive the 2015 deal with the United States and other nations, which eased sanctions on Iran in return for curbs on its nuclear program. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The U.S. is concerned that North Korea may conduct a seventh nuclear test at some point following a string of recent missile launches. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan just telling reporters that concern remains real, but he won't speculate on the timing. Late nights on the weekends can have ripple effects beyond Monday mornings.
Nearly half of all American adults experience something called social jet lag. That, according to a study published in the journal JAMA Network Open, the term refers to the quote, inconsistency between a person's body clock, determined by circadian rhythms, and a person's social clock, determined by school, work, and social activities. It's measured by calculating the difference in time between the midpoint of sleep on work days and non-work days. The study shows 47% of U.S. adults reported social jet lag of an hour or more. One-fifth of participants reported social jet lag of 2 hours or more. Researchers say social jet lag impacts everything from mental to physical health. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A 1,000-point rally on Wall Street after that encouraging report on inflation. The Dow's up 1,023 right now. The NASDAQ is up more than 6%. The S&P more than 4%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.